Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear listener. Good evening, Catherine
Boyle. Hi.
Good evening, Sam on the phones. Good evening, my name is Ian Lee. Welcome to the late night alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio. Lots to talk about this evening. That story there, so someone has dropped off like a load of designer clothes at a charity shop and people are getting bargains. Do you know what? I'm not too proud to sometimes do an old-fashioned local radio phone-in. I'm not too proud. What's your best charity shop bargain? I'm happy to throw that out there. 0344 499 1000. Charity shop, go on, let's edge it a bit. Car boots. What's your best bargain you've got? Now, admittedly, I was going to go to a car boot on Saturday and I couldn't be bothered, but car boots and charity shops have dropped a lot in the last 10 years because of eBay. But you can still sometimes sneak a little cheeky bargain. Remember when we worked in Dunstable and we go to the charity shops? We've got some great records from there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like 50, these are the charity shops where the records, the albums are 50p. There is, where I live, there in the high street, it's a tiny little village, and in the high street are, I think, 8 barbers. This is not a joke. 8 barbers and I think 7 charity shops. And there's an old bank is being converted into a shop and the bets are on as to whether it's a barber's or a charity shop. Going to be one of the two. And I kind of go up there like every third or fourth week when they've got a new intake. And I get some CDs and bits and bobs and, you know, things, right? But there is one charity shop. One charity shop that is the worst example of charity shopness. And it does my nut in when they do this. They've got a record. They sell records, right? And they have got Graceland by Paul Simon. Not in the tray. It's on display, right? Graceland by Paul Simon, on vinyl. One of the biggest selling albums ever. Probably in the top 20, maybe even the top 10 of albums, right? They're selling it for 25 quid. Because it's like on record and it's old and it's famous. I remember once going into a charity shop in Golders Green and there was a big stack of vinyl and I was looking through it and the woman said, oh, no, sorry, I've not priced that up. I'm just about to price it up. I went, oh, all right, I'll wait while you price it up. One of them was Elvis Presley's Greatest Hits, double album. Like 20, it's called like 50 Golden Greats or something. My nan used to have it. You'll recognise it. It's sort of a brown gatefold sleeve. I think it's 50 Golden Greats. She got stickers. She wrote 30 quid on there.
What?
As soon as I saw her do that, I thought, I'm all right. Do you not want to wait? No, I'm fine. You're making up numbers. You think just because it's old and it's on vinyl, it's worth a lot of money. It ain't. It isn't. And Oxfam are really, really bad at this. Oxfam will, they've got a special department, and so they'll get the records in, and then they have someone who goes through the records and goes through the books you can get, or websites now. Websites, books, listen to me, granddad. There are websites that tell you how much albums are worth. Discogs is probably where they go. But they will all, so they get like a crappy, I can't think of an album. They'll get like a really, all right, they'll get the UK stereo version of Forever Changes by Love, right? Mint condition. That's a 70 quid album, probably. 70 quid. Stereo mono, I can't remember which. 70 quid, 75 quid, mint condition. But they'll get like some crappy, tattered old thing that is probably worth a tenner. And they'll go, Ah, £75, right, fine. And they'll just mark it up like that. It's awful. Awful.
They think they're doing the best for their charity, but actually they're losing custom because, you know, you can go to Discogs and get one that's assuredly better quality.
So I will happily, I ain't too proud, I will happily do an old-fashioned late-night local radio phone-in. What is your best charity shop bargain? Or what's the biggest rip-off you've seen? Now, you may have noticed we didn't start with a song tonight. I'll tell you why. I bought a brilliant album yesterday. It came today. It's amazing. So on my stream, my Twitch stream, getting great viewers. Had 199 people yesterday watching me on Twitch. 199. My average is up to 65. Just need to get up to 75. I become a partner. It's since I started doing retro games and making it child friendly. You can leave your kids in front of the streams and they'll be safe. I do it now as though my kids are watching. No stream tomorrow, twitch.tv/IanLee. No Twitch tomorrow, but Wednesday, just after 3 o'clock, when the cleaner's left. Yeah, that's right, I've got a cleaner coming round. Just after 3 o'clock, retro games fans, join me. A friend of ours today, Jeff, thank you, Jeff, came round, took some pictures of me and Kath for the new rabbit hole stuff. And he also said, oh, you're into your retro games, aren't you? I've got a few things in the boot of the car you might like. Oh, yeah, sure. That's six or seven big boxes full of stuff. You saw it being humped in, didn't you?
I did.
I've not been through it. I know that the ET cartridge for Atari is in there. I've not been through it. Wednesday, just after 3 o'clock, I'm going to unbox it. Unboxing is huge. I'm going to unbox it on my Twitch stream live. You're going to see with me what is in there. So follow me on Twitch. Subscribe if you want. But turn the notifications on twitch.tv/IanLee. Last little business, and then we're going to crack on with the show. You have got just under 26 hours. 26 hours, dear listener, to take part in the greatest giveaway of all time. IanLee.com/shop. IanLee.com/shop. Buy a bit of merch before midnight tomorrow, and you get a free laminated late night alternative lifetime membership card. Okay, that is happening midnight tomorrow. That stops. We've had nearly 300 orders. That shop's been running for about 8 months, and in that 8 months we've had 18 orders. In the last 10 days, nearly 300 orders. So get in there, ianlee.com/shop. let's take a call, and then we're gonna play the opening song. We'll do it a little bit slightly different way this evening. Good evening, Lavinia.
Oh, hi. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. How doth lass lady? Speaking Shakespeare.
Sorry, what did you say?
I'm speaking Shakespeare. How doth lass lady?
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hello there. Welcome. 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 What can we do for you, Lavinia?
Well, what I'd like to tell
you...
Was that your teeth?
Was that your teeth, or did you sick up a hairball?
I gulped, you know, because I've just had a glass of water.
Oh, mucky pup.
Well, what I was about to say is that I've been actually listening about the charity shops in Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah. Someone's dropped a load of designer gear off.
The best charity shop I've ever been in.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm a charity person. I love charity shops, yeah?
Yeah, me too. I love them. They're the best. They're the most fun. Even if I don't buy, I just like rummaging.
Yeah.
Have a good rummage.
The best one I know. I mean, I shouldn't actually say this.
Yes, you should. Okay, say it.
But I'm not a greedy person, okay?
It is in
South Woodford,
yeah,
and it's Bernardo's, and do you know what? I've had the best of the best out there. When I say the best of the best,
yes,
it's a designer.
Ooh.
It's a Vivian Westwood.
And
it's a brand new, actually, with labels. I actually bought a pair of shorts, and the shorts were absolutely out of this world.
Beautiful, right?
And apparently,
yeah,
there were just under £500.
What?
To buy new, because the labels were on there.
Yeah.
And I actually bought them for £20.
Flipper, that one! What was wrong with it? Was there like a little tear? Was there any skidders?
No,
what was it?
No. What I believe's happened is... they're doing, actually, Vivienne Westwood, is actually donating her clothes, all her designer clothes, to Barnardo's, OK?
Yeah.
And honestly, these dresses I bought and coats, they were totally one-offs.
Beautiful, yeah.
And they were exclusive. And as I said, I've never, ever... You know, they said about Tunbridge Wells?
Yeah.
Hugo Boss.
Ooh.
They have everything like Hugo Boss in there.
Yeah.
They just said... the lady said... a £35 a jacket. Well, I've seen Hugo Boss trousers and tops cheaper than that. Actually, yeah. Brand spanking new.
Brand spanking new.
When I say new, I don't mean like because somebody's sort of donated them, you know, because they've just been wearing them. I'm talking about labels, like with their labels on, where they've just probably come actually.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
From the shops. And honestly,
someone's just walked in, Lavinia. We've got to go. Someone's just walked in and is calling me at reception.
Okay.
Thank you, Lavinia. Cheers. I appreciate that. 03444991000. Stephen J. McDonald is tweeted. You're on £100 an hour. And you're moaning about a charity shop charging market price for records? No, Stephen, if you're listening, I'm moaning about charity shops charging over the odds for records, you absolute thick bell cheese.
And he's on £600 an hour.
Yeah, you loser. Two facts wrong. Right, we'll do Daniel, then we'll have a break, then we're going to start the show with the song that we want to play. Good evening, Daniel.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, I know a place in Lambeth where you can exchange books for free.
Where is this?
Library?
I will not tell you.
Well done.
But the thing is, you can go there and put their books.
Are you talking down a toilet roll tube?
No, it's near a tube station, actually.
Is it Hammersmith tube station?
No, it's not. It's in Lambeth.
Okay, Lambeth.
The thing is, I got a lot of from Enid Blyton, you know, the
okay.
Spice.
I regret doing this phone in now because it turns out it's and terribly then, dull.
Hang on, you got Enid Blyton?
I got Enid Blyton, but then I realised they are not written by Enid Blyton. They are fake.
Fake Enid Blytons?
Gosh.
They are written by ghostwriters.
Ghostwriters in the sun.
Our time. One is Brexit, the five in the Brexit Island.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you, Daniel.
Enid Blyton didn't write a book about Brexit, mate.
She wouldn't have known about it, Daniel.
She would have been pro-Brexit. She's a massive racist, but...
There's one that is the five eating vegan food without gluten.
Oh, my God.
And I thought they were eating gluten, so I got them, and then I thought, well, this is really amazing. I'm eating gluten, not about the Brexit Island.
Right, so you got one about Brexit and one about vegan food.
I don't know about this one, the Jack the Ripper that you said that is an author as well.
Jack the Ripper's an
no,
author.
No, Jack the Stripper.
Oh, Jack the Stripper. Okay, Daniel. That's,
it's not
okay.
Enid Blyton.
All right, that's brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Right. Okay, well, stop doing that phone because it's boring. 03444991000. We'll come back and then we're going to play the opening song and we'll start the show, okay? This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's electric, it's eclectic, it's always rule-free. It's the Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee, on Talk Radio.
So?
Are you going to play a song?
Yeah, I'm going to introduce the song. But, what?
Come on, you've got us all on THs.
So, got this brilliant book. When we went to New York a couple of years ago, we're looking at going to San Fran this year, mm-hmm. but I can't be bothered to look into it, but we're looking at going to San Fran this year. But when we went to New York, right, we went into this record shop. Not many record shops left in New York. And I saw a book, big book. It was thick and it was big and it looked cheap, but it was $35. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and I thought, I'm not going to get that. Then 2 days later, you wanted to go back to the toy shop.
Well, it was a bookshop, but it had some toys in it.
Bookshop,
yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Because you remember, youngest wanted a unicorn.
Next door to the record shop. So you're in there and I went, I'm just going to go and look in the record shop, maybe I missed something. And that book was there. And this time it looked bigger and it looked brighter. And it was just saying, come on. I'm $35. You're not going to regret this. So I bought it, and it's called Enjoy the Experience, Homemade Records, 1958 to 1992. And it's great. I've not really read it, but I flicked through it, and it's about the phenomenon. Henry, stay there. I'm going to come to you in a bit. It's about the phenomenon of vanity records. Big thing in the States, particularly in the 60s and the 70s, where people would go and press their own vinyl. And I found out months later that part of it is compiled by Greg Turkington, who has been on this show when he came on with Tim Heidecker, who's Neil Hamburger, who's doing some shows in London in June, and hopefully we'll get him on the show again at some point. Anyway, it's a great book. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And then we were streaming on Twitch at the weekend, and I was showing the book, and someone went, oh, there's an album. Boom. I was on Amazon. I've ordered it, and it's arrived. And it's stunning. Look at that. Enjoy the Experience. Homemade Records, 1958 to 1992. It arrived today. Haven't listened to it. Skipped through some tracks at the weekend. And I thought maybe we could just play some tracks from it tonight. So the one I want to play now, because I did hear a bit of this, it's 6.4 equals Make Out. Did you hear this?
Yes.
By Gary Wilson. Now, I think it
writes... It was a very sexy track.
It writes... Well, let's do that one, then we'll do 666 later on.
Oh, I also like that one.
Where is it? Let's read about it. 6.4 equals Make Out, Gary Wilson from You Think You Really Know Me. When Chris Simpson, proprietor of the legendary Philly Record Exchange, introduced me to the Gary Wilson LP in the early 90s, this is one of the editors, it was a game changer for sure. Wilson's effortless Steely Dan muso-gone NY No Wave was infused with an absurd monomaniacal artistic vision, so highly original that the album has inspired WFMU DJs, this all links up, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And breakbeat cultists and connoisseurs of bizarre illuminated poetry alike. So we're just going to play it, and we're going to enjoy it. I've literally heard 20 seconds of it.
I found it extremely creepy but very compelling.
Yes, and this is it. So this guy... Gary Wilson had some songs, and he wanted... Henry, I will come to you in a minute, I promise. And he wanted to put them out. So he did. And this is what one of them sounds like. Oh, I'm not plugged in. I knew there was something. I knew it. Is this... Have we got a new lead?
Woo! Well, it's buzzing. There it goes.
Oh, it could be all right. This could be all right. Here we go. This is Gary Wilson, 6.4. Equals Make Out. Ooh.
got red lips. She's a real groovy girl. And she's got red lips. Hey, she's a real groovy girl. She's got red lips. Can't you hear me, God? She's a real groovy girl. And she's got red lips. Man, she's so real. Goddamn. She's so real.
God.
She's so real. She's real. Can't you hear me? Can't you hear me? Can't you hear me? She's real. She's real. She's real.
I swear to you, she's real. I'm not making her up.
I don't believe she's real.
She's real.
She goes to a different school. You wouldn't know her. Well, that was horrible.
That one, I've never been so clenched during a piece of music before.
Yeah.
That was... everything was... That was uncomfortable. That was Gary Wilson, 6.4. According to this, there's a documentary about him. If anyone...
I don't think I could stand more than
dear
that.
Dear listener, please find me while we're on air the Gary Wilson documentary. I want to watch that.
Is anyone else internally shriveled?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, if anyone... Someone suggested a song we should play, but I lost the suggestion. We got plenty on here. We got 24 tracks to get through, which we will get through tonight. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio. Good evening, Henry.
Good evening, Catherine Ian. How are you?
I'm very, very right. Well, Henry, actually. Very, very well. Had a great weekend, had a great day today. I'm living la vida loca. How about you?
Brilliant. Well, I'm doing my GCSEs at the moment.
What? Has your boss said you've got to do your GCSEs again?
Yeah, the boss, man.
Has your wife said, look, before you turn 40 next year, you've got to do... You sound like you're 39! What the hell is going on?
I got my first one tomorrow, bit of German. Happy days.
Hey, oh, hang on. Is it real GCSEs or mocks? Real, isn't it?
Real. I've done mocks. I got a 1 in my German. It wasn't good.
Well, you got an 1, and that is bad, because surely you're meant to get an R. You get letters. You get numbers now in GCSEs.
Yeah, bloody numbers. Tell me about it.
You get numbers. What's your language, young man?
So what does a 1 mean?
That's a fail.
What is an A? 10?
No, it's a 9. There's no 10s. It's just a 9.
Are all GCSEs numbers?
Most, yeah.
This is why I voted Brexit. This is insane. Hast du Geschwister?
Ja, ich habe eine Schwester.
Wie heißt sie?
Sie heißt Lucy.
Entschuldigung, Sie bitte. Wie komme ich am besten zum Bahnhof?
Train station. That's all.
That's why he got the 1. Imagine a German says, excuse me, sir, do you know the best way to the train station?
Train station!
They're going to think you've got, like, you've been in a car crash or something.
Oh, don't.
Well, hello? Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Hello? Yeah? Entschuldigung.
Don't know what that means. Sorry about that.
You don't know when... oh, my God, and it's tomorrow.
Sorry. It means sorry.
No, it doesn't.
Excuse me.
Scheißen! Anyway.
Yes.
It should be all right, but I just wanted to ring.
It won't be, buddy. I don't want to talk you down. You're up at 10:30, the night before your German exam.
And you've only just learned Entschuldigung.
This game. Don't even bother going in, mate. Seriously.
I'm allowed to say it on this. I can say I smoke grass.
You smoke red ass?
Grass.
You can. I don't think they're going to ask you that in your GCSE.
When I was doing them, you had to speak to a sympathetic German speaker, but I don't think they were that sympathetic.
Yeah.
No, I had that on, was it Friday?
Do you mean Donnerstag?
I thought it was Wednesday, personally. But
isn't that Freitag?
I was correct. Well done. Donnerstag, I thought, was Thursday. Freitag is Friday. Luntag, Montag, Montag, Luntag, Ventag, Donnerstag, Freitag, Saturtag, Sonntag.
Don't listen to him.
You're making me more nervous.
Good, that's my job. Thank you. My job is to make young men nervous. No, hang on. What?
I've listened to you at 10 o'clock. I've done a day revision. listen to it 10, and it's brilliant. Absolutely love it. So I just wanted to say that, and I really appreciate it.
You creep.
No,
you
creep. Keep it coming.
No, this guy only got one in his Deutsch. JSSA. I don't want listeners. I want intellectual listeners.
Well, maybe he's better at other things.
I got 7 in science.
Boom.
7-7.
Science?
Yeah, see, it's like you get 2 grades for all 3 sciences.
Yeah.
It's crackers. It's mad.
What is going on with this country? Listen, man, I failed my German GCSE twice.
I got a B after doing it for a year.
Just don't listen to her. here's the thing. I did okay on my GCSEs. I did okay. You did really well on your GCSEs, didn't you?
Yeah,
Kath?
On my A-levels. And look, I'm still earning half what it is.
Well, this is it. I failed my A-levels. I went to a crappy university that had been a polytechnic before. They only wanted 2 E's for me to get in. I'm earning literally twice what the more experienced, more talented
person. Terrible.
Isn't it awful? But so, also brilliant.
Look at you. You've got testicles, so it won't matter.
Oh.
It will when he gets in, because the patriarchy is being smashed.
Well, it might take a little while yet.
I'm smashing the patriarchy.
You might just sneak it.
Henry, listen.
You've been in the jungle, though, Ian.
Yes, mate.
Exactly.
I've been in the jungle. I got paid the least out of everyone in that, by quite a long way.
And still you got paid double what I do.
Actually, a little bit more.
Yeah.
Henry, listen, best of luck, man. Just, you know, it's a German GCSE. I mean, really, we're leaving Europe. We don't have to speak their crappy language anymore.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for the call. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate, because I tell you what, you're going to need it. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB, the Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Talk Radio.
Blasted rhetoric from the Banana Republic for people who think capital punishment isn't going nearly far enough.
Join me, the Reverend Mike Graham. Revolutionary, rebellious, rebuilt, rebranded.
Dangerous mid-morning debate with the great dictator.
The Independent Republic of Mike Graham.
Tomorrow morning from 10
on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Lane. Lane has sent me a link from Amazon.com. That's the American Amazon. You used to order a lot of videos, VHSs, from the American Amazon. But now you just get everything. You think you really know me? Is that buzzing? Still buzzing?
Yeah.
Turn the computer off. Can we fault report the fixed fault report, please? Thank you. You think you really know me? The Gary Wilson story on DVD. But it's $14.12 plus postage. That's a lot of money. So can anyone find me a hooky version that I can watch for free, please? Thanks very much indeed. Oh, this is exciting. So, membership cards, we're not giving them away on the radio show anymore. You've got 23 and a half hours to make a purchase. IanLee.com/shop. And you, every order gets a membership card. But we had that a-hole scumbag, that piece of trash, Simon, who... got one of the membership cards in the great giveaway, decided to put it on eBay. Long story short, I paid him £51.50 for
it. Incredible. I can't believe you paid that.
I will happily do that once, because I'm very protective of this idea. I think it's the greatest idea that I've ever had. Anyway, bought it off him. He sent it back. Mm-hmm. And then we wanted to find a new Simon to get the membership card.
Yeah, well, I remember that guy. Was that Friday?
It was Friday. Simon's on the line now. Good evening, Simon.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Your card hasn't turned up already, has it?
Yeah, came on Saturday.
Did it really? Wow, yeah. Fantastic, amazing. Man. Absolutely fantastic. It was Thursday then that we gave it away. Oh, thank you, man. How has life changed for you since receiving your Simon membership card, Simon?
Well, outwardly, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But inwardly, I mean, I just feel... so happy. I feel like I'm part of something now.
Yeah. You are.
Obviously, they're very exclusive. You can't get them anymore. And this is one of the original ones.
Yep.
Not the ones you can buy. This is completely exclusive.
Oh, God, the people that got the original giveaways are my favourite people. Yeah. The people that bought them, scumbags.
They're the most valuable.
Can hear the joy in your voice. Seriously. Actual delight.
You're so rude to him. I'm thrilled for you, mate. Where are you going to keep it? What are you going to do with it?
I've got it. I've taken photos. I'm putting it on my mantelpiece for now.
Yeah.
And I just think I'm going to try and turn around what the other Simon did by making a mockery of the show. And just restore some dignity.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate that, Simon.
And thank you so much. I am, you know, as Castle, I'm just delighted.
And we had, because we did, we have heard as a result of what A-hole Simon did, actually. Scroty Simon. I did get wind, actually, but that's by the by. I did get a sniff. Some of my listeners were actually doing random attacks on Simons, and we don't condone that. That's not all Simons are alike.
Simon Bird.
Exactly. Thank you, Simon. And
I'd also got a suggestion for where to take your sons, maybe Port Merion. Oh, and that's really nice.
Well, they've not seen The Prisoner, so it'll be pointless.
No, but it looks nice anyway. Yeah,
it looks silly.
They're like tiles.
It looks silly. It looks silly.
I think it looks decorative.
It looks dumb.
And jolly.
Port Merion looks dumb.
It's in Wales.
Wales is nice. Hey, Simon, listen, thank you so much, man. And you've restored my faith in Simons. You've restored my faith in the listeners.
Yeah.
And it's an absolute thrill to have someone like you being part of the show and part of the Late Night Alternative lifetime membership gang, if I can call it that. So thank you, mate.
Delighted. Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. What a nice guy.
I mean, the joy.
Guy.
Just oozes from him.
Like that guy. 03444. Don't be sarcastic.
I'm not.
03444991000. Rebecca!
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Cass.
And
good evening to you, Rebecca.
And how are you guys on this lovely Monday?
Lovely
evening?
Month Monday. I'm good. Catherine and I did a little photo shoot today. I think we got some nice pictures.
We had a lot of lols.
Nice. Rebecca, have you got a garden?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I like my garden.
I can tell.
And I love my cat.
Oh, well, my cats are getting on my nerves at the moment. I'm thinking of getting rid of them, but that's by the by.
You've got Lucky and Mucky.
Lucky and Mucky
got
with Velvet.
Chewy and Treacle.
Well, they're good fun, but one of my three cats is puking up a lot at the moment, and
They do that shit,
They do that shit, you're right.
They do that kind of stuff, don't they?
Yeah, they puke up a lot. Pools of vomit, and you're like, come on, girls. Here's the thing, right? I'm thinking, Rebecca, of buying a hammock.
For the cat?
No, for me!
Oh, but you can get a nice cat hammock, though. Have you seen them?
Why would I get a hammock for a cat?
Well, you know that the cats are going to commandeer that one anyway.
They can come on my hammock.
Well, of course,
but
yeah.
I'm not buying a cat hammock. But I want to get a hammock.
Will Lucky sit and wear a nice Panama hat in the hammock?
Yes. She will. Well, I will glue the hat onto her head and glue her body to the hammock. I'll use the glue that the protesters used because apparently super glue isn't forever anymore. You don't have to go to the hospital anymore. But I don't want a hammock where you connect it between two trees. I want a hammock on not a bridge.
A stand.
A stand, thank you.
You can get those where the one like the wood.
But are they... Are they any good? What I need to know is, can anyone recommend one?
My father's had one. He lives in Spain. And, as long as you treat the wood, you can bring the hammock itself inside for the winter.
Okay.
And it's fab.
All
so
right.
Take it if Rebecca's most recommended.
All right. I've got my eyes on a metal hammock. I'm just going to buy it. It's $54.99.
I'm just going to
buy it. Plus $9.99 delivery. When is the 2nd of May? When is the 4th of May?
After the 3rd.
Okay, that's helpful.
She's not wrong there.
Okay.
So we have a look on the calendario.
That's Saturday.
I actually phoned up because I'm a little bit traumatised.
Oh, go on. What's happened?
I watched Endgame, for one.
Okay, no spoilers.
I'm not going to give any spoilers.
I've never seen it, and I have no interest in it, or the Game of Thrones.
All right then, I won't mention that.
No, but you can talk about it. But for the sake of my listeners. No spoilers.
There is some bleeding.
No spoilers. Sorry. Okay, go on then. So you're traumatised.
Yeah, because it was an emotional rollercoaster for 90 minutes.
Oh, grow up.
Non-stop.
Grow up. Grow up. It's a TV show about cops. TV show about Ben Cops.
17, as long as I want to be, okay?
Yeah, it's a TV show about Ben Cops. Grow up. Snowflake. Snowflake.
I can't believe you called me Snowflake.
That's terrible, isn't it? That's the worst. That is the worst insult you can give.
Can I change the subject?
I don't think we've done a subject yet in this phone call, but yes, please do.
Well, you see, you never will get a subject with Becky, but...
Yes. You're speaking in the... Is Rebecca speaking in the third person?
She, I think she might be.
Oh, okay.
Rebecca likes to hear herself spoken about.
Rebecca's a bloody weirdo.
You like that, didn't you?
Rebecca's a bloody weirdo. Yes.
Oh, dear.
So... How's your mum? And I'm not asking... Well, I'm asking because I'm interested because I also suffer with multiple sclerosis.
She, do you
know thought you meant my mum.
No,
no, yeah. My mum, Ian's mum.
My mum?
Not my mum. Yeah, no one cares about my mum.
I don't know. I'm seeing her tomorrow. She's getting an assessment with the social worker tomorrow, which will be fun. We just have a patronising woman who won't talk directly to my mum and won't look her in the eye. And
it's exactly like that, Ian.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it? It's awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So, yeah. Yeah, so that's tomorrow morning.
A lot more respect than that.
That's tomorrow morning is sitting for 2 hours with a social worker while they assess her. Here's my prediction. This is the beginning of getting her turfed out of that care home. This is my prediction. Maybe I'm wrong. But I think this is the beginning.
I hope you're not.
Yeah, I hope she's not as well. But so I've got that. And then at some point in the next couple of weeks, I've got to go to the head office of the care home to talk about that. I remember when they lost her? I'm seeing her tomorrow. And I've not seen her a lot recently, which is lousy. I'm thinking, Rebecca, I'm going to make a little film about my mum. That's what I'm thinking.
I think that would be... speaking as an MS sufferer,
yeah,
that would mean so much to us as a community in the sense that a celebrity's going out. He can speak and you can speak to his mum and we can hear from his mum and how it's affected you and how it's affected her throughout her
life. Well, I tell you, here's the thing, and this is being honest, it is massive. My mum's got terrible MS and she's in a care home, has been for a long time. And here's the thing, here's how it affects me the most, right? And this is, she has spunked up my inheritance on care home fees. So I've got no money coming to me when she dies. So what's the point of me even hanging out with her? Jokes.
I know what you mean. You'd have rather her had the last 40 years of great health.
Yeah.
I'd
say that. It's a lousy disease. How are you doing with it, Rebecca? We've had a few hot days. Has that knocked you back a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's lousy.
It always does. Well, when the temperature dips or rises, it knocks me out of whack. But with me, I suppose I'm more effective internally.
Yeah.
You know, cognitively speaking.
Okay.
And that's the worst thing, to be a woman of my young age.
Yeah.
Thinking I've got Alzheimer's.
Yeah. The MS doesn't always confuse people, but it because I see people with MS, not now actually, but I used to go to like MS centres and stuff, and people were really on the button. But my mum, her memory and her thinking has been knocked for six. And you've got the same thing, have you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's frustrating because I've got two young grandchildren, and sometimes when I'm thinking about them, I have to think about them long and hard to get the names right.
Oh, my mum gets names terribly confused.
That's awful.
My mum's always calling my sister Pauline, which is actually her sister. But there you go. Rebecca, listen, nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling.
It's been absolutely great speaking to you guys.
Call us again anytime.
Lots of love, Ian.
See you later. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.